This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your hosts, full-time road schooling mom of four and co-founder of Full Time Families. My name is Kimberly Travaglino, and on the line tonight is my lovely co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher, also a homeschooling traveling mom of four, an author of roadtripteacher.com, and we're excited to be with you tonight from wherever in the world you are.
How are you doing tonight, Mary Beth?
I'm good. I think I'm skating in here at the last single second. Or is that making you nervous?
I was holding the audio. Just holding it.
I'm good. How are you? Had a good week?
I did have a good week, and I'm super excited about tonight's show. First of all, tomorrow, Monday, July 14th, we are kicking off the second annual FPS Summer Scavenger Hunt powered by Lazy Days. So if you want to get involved in that, you want to go to the Facebook group that is Full-Time Family Scavenger Hunt, and you can search that out, or I will post the link on the chat in a little while as soon as I get myself situated on my computer. But we did a warm-up this week. The warm-up was post a picture of your family in fake mustaches, and if you haven't seen that, it's so adorable. I love what people picked. Did you get to see what people were doing?
I did, and I especially loved them. Of course, one of the latest posts was someone that done the bananas, and I thought that was hilarious. They were very creative.
Yeah, the Simpsons.
I didn't even think about doing something other than exactly what you said, you know, post it with a mustache. So I would have, whatever. I was not thinking out of the box. So kudos to the Simpsons and anyone else that had some creativity.
That is exactly what this is about. It's about stretching yourself creatively and thinking outside of the box. The Simpsons are really good at it. They're very hot contenders. They were really close on the leaderboard last year. The Savories beat them out by a little bit. But, it's the things that I post lead themselves. There's some open-endedness to the challenges. And what people don't know, if they've never played before, is as the sole judge and proprietor of the Full-Time Family Scavenger Hunt, I have the opportunity to award bonus points if what you do is really very creative and out-of-the-box thinking. So something like yesterday's challenge might be 100 points, but maybe if you use the bananas, you'd get an extra 100 bonus points, and the person with the most points at the end of the game wins the $250.
So tell me a couple things, because, you know, we've never done this before. Our family's never participated, so we're really excited. So tell me a couple things that some other of our viewers might be interested in, such as you don't have to actually travel to the places that we have to take the pictures or however to participate. Am I correct?
That's correct. You can participate from anywhere in the country.
Okay, and how long is the scavenger hunt going to last, approximately?
It's 4 weeks. You'll get 25 challenges per week in a list. You have an entire week to complete as many challenges as you desire or as you have opportunity to. Some challenges are more points than others, which means some challenges are harder than others. It doesn't cost any money to participate. Like we already discussed, you can participate from anywhere in the world, and it's a lot of fun. The best part is being able to spend this very intentional 4 weeks being silly with your kids. So if you need a shot in the arm, maybe you're getting tired of summer. Maybe everyone's now just sitting on their computers and iPads, and you're wondering what you can do, and you don't have a lot of money, or you're not going on a vacation anytime soon, or you're not going anyplace spectacular. This is the perfect thing to do this summer.
Awesome. So this will take up a whole month worth of activities. That's great. Give our family something to shoot for the next 4 weeks.
That's right, for the next 4 weeks. So we'll be talking about it on the radio show. But definitely, if you just want to see the players, you can go also to that full-time family summer scavenger hunt group. It's an open group, and you're more than welcome to join. Oh, I see the Fight family has used blue mustaches, and they even have one on the dog. That's awesome.
That's
and
awesome.
Giargentes, who are at the Road School Convention, have used Twizzlers. Oh, yummy. That one was, must have been delicious when they were all done. Oh, and the hot cans, well, one used, I think, a sausage. And I'm not quite sure what the other two are. But
these are hilarious. I had not actually scrolled this Facebook page. I was just getting, I guess, probably friends of mine, FTF friends of mine, in my newsfeed. I hadn't actually looked at this Facebook group, but that's hilarious. And if you're joining our chat, we just posted a link to the group, and you have to check these out. These are so fun.
They are fun. They are fun. And like I said, as the competition heats up, it gets crazier and crazier. Last year, one of the hardest competitions was a picture of your family in the limo. And we had families calling limo companies, you know, for an entire week saying, can we come and take a picture? And a lot of the limo companies were very, very open to that and very helpful. But this one family in particular, I believe it was a foster family, they just could not find a limo company that would help them out. And what they did was they took a huge box and they made a limo, a big stretch limo, and they all sat in it and took their picture. So that was awesome.
That is great. This is a creative bunch. I see this already.
Yeah, I see. The Shalachis, Galachis. have striped ones, and the Denkin have some paper ones on their face. Very fun.
Well,
Galachis,
she's a Jamberry rep, right? So she may have.
Right.
She may pull in some of her Jamberry resources for theirs. That'll be fun to watch too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Griggs are all in a semicircle with the dog, and the Deweys in the palm of my hand made their own and put them on sticks. But what people didn't know, and that's what this is, why this is so much fun for me, because I have so many surprises. Although I post the 25 things on Monday night, the surprises don't end with the 25 things. So the first family to post won our highly coveted to-do list T-shirt, and that was the Dumas family. So congratulations to them. We'll be sending that out to them shortly. And so we've already got winners. And as you know, being a part sponsor of the program Mary Beth, that winners are also going to be walking away with Road Trip Teacher Backpack, the Explorer Pack. Super excited about that, too.
Yes, thank you for mentioning it. So we are going to give you your choice of four different ones for those explorers. While I have a chance, I want to say hey to Julie Mueller and Rose Marie, who's coming to us from Maine. We've got several on our chat tonight. The Deweys in the palm of my hand are also with us, so it's fun to have our listeners on chat with us tonight. And if you need to know how to do that, go to www.roadschoolmoms.com. And you can even sign up anonymously through the chat. You don't even have to sign up for an account if you don't want to. It's very, very simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a really good one to be on live, because we have with us from Lazy Days, the sponsor of this summer's hunt, Lisa Payden, who's a master certified consultant at the dealership at Lazy Days. So we're really excited to pick her brain. A lot of our listeners have been posting their questions all week long about what you would ask specifically about RVs, and so we've got a huge list of questions to go through with her when she comes on. But first, let's talk about Mary Beth. What did your road school look like this week?
Our road school this week is all about science. You know, it's funny. It seems like our road school alarms reset or something every few weeks, and you know, we were on art for so long, and we were doing art projects and everything art, and now all of a sudden we're science. Everything's science-related, and we've been, as you know, we've been at my dad and mom's property, and so we're not far from my dad's shop, so we have access to all these liquids. So we've been checking out what floats and what doesn't float and what can catch on the fire and what doesn't, and I don't know, all kinds of crazy stuff. And today we, although I'll have to say this didn't come from the road trip teacher, it came from Duck Dynasty, but do you know what's more flammable, vodka, newspaper, bacon fat, or ping pong balls? Do you know what's more flammable?
Absolutely not. But I'm really excited to find out.
Well, you can tell everybody the road trip teacher taught you that ping pong balls were the most flammable of that scenario. And what we don't know yet is why. And so that's what we're going to be doing in our road school this coming week is exploring gases, because I'm sure that has something to do with it. And we're going to talk a little bit about the periodic table. And we're doing some fun printables that will carry over from last week that will be available from Road Trip Teacher this week. So we're talking about science.
I love it. I love it. Well, our road school was a lot of self-study this week again. We're still work camping, and so the kids are on their own, except the one that has to come with me daily to learn, again, how to scrub toilets and mop floors. But also, I told you this afternoon when we chatted, I was looking around. There's some cabins here, and they're really super cute little cabins, and there's some beds in them, and that's pretty much it. And there's some curtains on the walls, and I looked at those curtains, and they were just your regular tea curtains that you could grab from Walmart, and the red or the blue or the brown, just cheapy curtains. That's all you need just to keep the sun out. And I looked at that, and I thought, oh, my gosh, there's so much potential here with these curtains. And it's been so long since I've sewn, so I talked to the owner, and I said, why don't you grab me some fabric, and I will sew up some more custom curtains for you. And instead of actually sewing curtains from scratch, I took those tea curtains, or I think they're called cafe curtains, and I sewed an insert into them. So I just took the fabric she gave me, cut it into a square that fit into the middle of the curtain, a nice big square, hemmed all around, and then sewed that hemmed square onto the curtain. And they came so adorable. So anyone who's looking to freshen up some cheapy curtains, this is a great way to go. I think it was like maybe $3 or $4 a yard for the fabric at Walmart, and you'd need 1 yard to redo your curtains. So Tonya and DJ and even Dominic got involved in helping me sew the curtains, and they were really helpful. And I was so happy. I felt so happy. You know, I spend so much time on my computer and working on this business and working on their schoolwork, and this is my hobby, and I felt so rejuvenated and refreshed. Do you have a hobby?
I do. You know, I'm a big scrapbooker, and I have made my way. It's been a big challenge for me on the road, because when I left our house, the first time I had a complete room dedicated to my scrapbook stuff. And if you know me from before, you know I'm a crazy – I mean, I have had scrapbook paper for probably every event that you could ever want in some kind of a storage system in case I ever needed it someday. And so, you know, paring that down and trying to figure out what to take on the road with me, and I've kind of transitioned myself over to a digital scrapbooker, mainly because of space. And so that's my hobby, and I'll admit that I don't do it very often, just because I don't ever seem to have the time. I don't know what happens to my time.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because as I was sewing, I said to myself, when's the last time I sewed? And it was over a year and a half ago.
I was going to say, I mean, we've been hanging out for a while, and I'm not remembering you sewing too much there.
No.
So,
and
I'm very impressed. Very impressed.
Yeah, I love to sew. I love to sew, especially if you catch me at a campground and you want curtains, that's my shtick. I'm really good at sewing other curtains. I can sew lots of other things. In fact, before you mentioned your scrapbook room, before Chris and I went on the road 4 years ago, I had an alterations business, and my entire front room was my sewing room. And I had mannequins and about 1 million pounds of thread and everything you could think of. And the paring that down was very painful for me.
Yeah, it's a good lesson, and you practice what you preach. You know, it's easy for you, for me at the time. I can remember being really, disciplined with my kids. If it doesn't fit in your cubby, you don't take it. You know, and with Barry, if that doesn't fit in the toolbox, then you don't take it. And then when it comes to me, I had to say, you know, if it doesn't fit in that crate, then I guess you can't take it. So it's when you really practice what you preach, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. If Julie Muller's still online, I have a quick tip for her. She just posted that she's going to Salem, Massachusetts tomorrow, and I have previously gone to Salem, and I wanted to recommend that she take a ghost tour. because that was really fun in Salem. When they talk about the witch trials, it was a great way to learn the history of Salem with kids. It wasn't too scary. I know Kimber also took the ghost tour up there, and she had a good time too. So definitely look into the ghost tour. A lot of fun.
You know, that's interesting because I know that so many of us out here on the road have different things. We're out here, you know, different themes. There's some people are national parks, and some people are, you know, doing all 50 states or whatever, and some people like us are just winging it. But I was reading the other day about all the different places, and some of them even actually involve national parks, but they have ghost tours, and how many just places, I mean, I think you could probably go on a ghost tour USA. I think we should visit
absolutely.
That place. I was reading about Mammoth. Go ahead. I was reading about Mammoth Cave, and as you know, Richard Teacher done a whole study guide on Mammoth Cave last fall when we were there. That's available on roadtripteacher.com. And I never knew about, like, there's ghost stories from Mammoth Cave. I just read about it this week when I was doing some other research for another project that you and I are working on. And there's a whole series of ghost-related stories to Mammoth Cave. And that got me to find that there's, I think Yosemite has the same sort of stories. I mean, there's just a lot of ghost stories out there for all different parts of the country.
Yeah, and like I said, it's when you're learning history and when you're learning social studies and you're learning geography in a place, a ghost tour is really just a lot of fun to liven up your road school with. I can't recommend it enough. And I want to hit you in on a little trick. The ghost tours are usually run by independent guides, and if you have a large enough group, even if your family is maybe large enough, there's wiggle room in the admission price. So you might want to negotiate before you take your ghost tour. And usually if there's a ghost tour in town, there's more than one ghost tour in town. So that gives you even more, a little bit more negotiating power. So those are my ghost tour tips.
Nice. I didn't know you had ghost stories tips. See, you have tips filed away in your brain and don't even remember them, I think.
I do. Well, I know someone who else has a lot of tips, and that's Lisa Payden from Lazy Days RV Dealership. So, Lisa, welcome on to Road School Moms Radio. We're happy you're here. Why don't you give
Thank
us a little
you.
Show about yourself?
I work at Lazy Days over in Sefner, and I've been there right at about 12 years. I sell RVs of all types, travel trailers, fifth wheels, Class Cs, As, Bs.
How did you get involved in RV sales?
Actually, I was selling motorcycles at the time, and one of the gentlemen that works now at Lazy Days came in there to buy a motorcycle, and he told me about Lazy Days, and that was almost 12 years ago.
Mary Beth, you have a question? Well, let's talk about, you just mentioned a whole list of different RVs. Can you give me a really quick rundown of what the different types of RVs are, specifically A, C, travel trailer, and fifth wheel?
Okay, perfect. Class A basically is like a big square and it's very boxy looks. It looks similar to a transit bus, if you can imagine that. And they have a big picture window, windshield, that gives a beautiful panoramic view above the traffic. They go anywhere from 26 to 45 feet. Class C would be a motorhome that makes use of a standard cargo van as the driving portion of the RV. They usually use a Ford or a Chevy motor, being the most common. And the house or the camper portion of the RV extends over the cab and commonly used for sleeping above. And they range anywhere from 20 to 33 feet. And a travel trailer, if you can imagine, it's more like a box-type RV. It attaches to the back of your truck via a bumper, and they range anywhere from 14 to 38 feet. Fairly inexpensive to purchase and maintain. A fifth wheel is a vehicle that's designed for recreational purposes that sit in the bed of your truck, and they are usually pretty roomy and very, very easy to tow.
Awesome. That's awesome information. Sorry about that, Kimberly and Lisa. This is Mary Beth. I had my mute button on, so everyone here where I am can hear me just fine, but you couldn't.
Okay.
So tell us, what manufacturers of either motorhomes and towables both have the best layouts, in your opinion, for families, like, for instance, bunk houses and storage space?
Right. Fleetwood makes a great bunkhouse if you're looking Class A motorhome. If you're looking for a diesel, you would look at maybe a Berkshire or a Fleetwood Discovery. Many of the travel trailers have a bunk bed style also going into the fifth wheels. Specific manufacturers would be hard to just narrow it down to one because they all pretty much make floor plans that are going to accommodate families, whether you're looking for bunks or separate rooms. Pretty roomy areas in most of the manufacturers.
Okay, what kind of gas mileage can you expect from a diesel motorhome? So let's just talk gas mileage in general. Gas mileage from a diesel motorhome, a gasoline motorhome, and a truck towing a fifth wheel / travel trailer.
Diesel coach, you're looking anywhere from maybe 9 to 11. Gas motorhome, somewhere between 8 and 10 miles per gallon. And pretty much the variance on a truck pulling a fifth wheel or a travel trailer totally is going to depend on your weight, but you're probably looking somewhere between 6 to 10, depending if you're using a diesel truck or a gas truck.
That's interesting. So, and the gas mileage, I'm assuming also just for those that are really new to the road, no matter what, if you're pulling something, if you've got a motorhome of either type, your gas mileage is going to decrease, correct, Lisa, if you're pulling a trailer or a car or something like that.
True, true.
Right. So what other kind of maintenance do you suggest on drivables? Is there, a checklist that you have in your mind every so often?
Right.
To be done?
Sure. If you're on a motorized vehicle, say you own a gas motorized vehicle, it's going to be basically like a truck or a car that you own. You would do routine oil changes. You want to make sure you're routinely servicing and running your generator. You want to do a lot of visual checks, especially on the roof, to make sure that there is no leaks or anything on the roof that needs maintenance. A couple times a year, you would need to go up there and actually visually take a peek at it.
Okay, and for our listeners tonight and forevermore, if you're listening on Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and you click on the show post, you will find that we have downloadable PDF files for you for both your motorhome maintenance checklist and your towable RV maintenance checklist. So right now you can get it right at roadschoolmoms.com, and then in the future it will be on the post associated with this segment. So you're going to want to download those and print them out and keep them somewhere in your rig. My question is, we get this question a lot when people are looking for motorhomes. What is an optimum vehicle to tow with your motorhome?
I would probably focus on the Honda CR-V because you can actually tow that vehicle all four down. You wouldn't have to put it on a dolly. Another one that you would use is a Jeep product, whether it be the Wrangler, the Liberty. Those are great tow vehicles. Saturn, the little View. Also, anything Saturn sedan, they make a great tow vehicle. Focus on something that's going to, meet your needs when you're not parked, but something light that's easy to tow.
Okay. And so when you're thinking about on the lines of a fifth wheel, what type of truck do you need to tow a fifth wheel?
I always recommend to keep an eye on that weight. If you're searching for a fifth wheel, maybe if you can, buy the fifth wheel first and then go find your truck, because you want to make sure that your vehicle can tow that fifth wheel and be safe with it. So say you have a F-150, you're going to be very limited on what fifth wheel you can tow. The average truck for a fifth wheel would be a 250 or even a 350.
Well, that's really good advice, Lisa, and worth mentioning again. If you have at all the potential to do this, you want to buy your fifth wheel first and then buy the right truck to fit it, because that's how you're going to keep your family safe.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we always get this question about GVWR, those four little mystical letters that rule our lives and how much stuff we can have.
That's exactly right.
So give us a little lowdown on what this GVWR is, why it's so important that we follow the guidelines, and just fill us in.
Okay, GVWR, what that stands for is your gross vehicle weight rating. And it's extremely important to be aware of that to keep your family and your motorhome and fifth wheel safe. I mean, your truck and your fifth wheel. What that means, it's the actually total combined weight of the truck and trailer, all your passengers, your fuel, your fluids, your cargo, anything you're going to put in there. And it's a constant. It doesn't change, regardless of what you tow. It's actually engineered when the tow vehicle is manufactured. So when you look on your truck, you look inside your door, there's a little sticker that you should be familiar with if you own a truck. That is going to tell you what you can pull, pin weight, tongue weight. It tells you everything about that truck.
That's great information. We have a couple of questions coming in our chat, so let's read those, Kimberly, while we've got a chance.
Go ahead.
And I apologize because I'm not sure who Nomadic 679 is, but this Road School mom wants to know, is there a great variance in insulation between different fifth wheels, and do you find that that really matters?
Absolutely. It depends on where you're going to use it. If you're going to take it up north, you're going to want to try to find the most four-season fifth wheel that you can possibly buy. And there's different ways to find that out. If you're going to take a coach up north, you want to make sure that it's well insulated.
And Lisa, do you find, and I'm not putting you on the spot, but I know that I see this a ton of times, and I know Kimberly does too, when someone's talking about a four-season RV. And so are there certain manufacturers that you feel are more geared towards four-season RVs, or how does someone go about figuring out that, you know, that component of the question?
I think the biggest thing to try to find out about what you're purchasing is the R factors, and they're all different. I wish I could rattle them all off the top of my head, but just like the consumer, I would have to go to brochures also. But the R factors for any RV, whether it be a motorhome, fifth wheel, or travel trailer, is very important depending on where you're going to use it. And you can find that information straight from the manufacturer.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's really good to know, because I'm so glad you asked that question, Mary Beth, because that's something that comes up all the time. Everybody's always saying, well, mine's all four-season. Sure it is.
Correct.
Take it to the mail.
Well, most people think it is, and it's not. They really need to do a little research on that before they make a purchase.
Absolutely. Also on the chat is another question from Road School Mom in the palm of my hand. Can you tow a vehicle behind a Class C?
Yes, you can. They range anywhere from 3,500 to 4,000 pounds. So say you have a Class C and you have like a small smart car or maybe a sedan, a small sedan. You need to check what your car weighs and make sure that you can pull it with your Class C. They're all rated.
And what types of warranties, Lisa, can you expect on a new RV versus an RV purchased from a dealership?
Full bumper to bumper, 1 year on the average RV. There are some manufacturers that will give you 2 years.
Okay. Do you recommend test drives, Lisa?
Absolutely.
Do you go on these test drives with the customer?
I do. Once
is
customer,
that harrowing? Is that harrowing
I'm sorry?
For you? I'm asking, if someone comes into the dealership and says they want to buy like a 42-foot motorhome, and P.S., I want to test drive it, and I've never driven anything bigger than my Honda, is that scary?
It can be. It can be scary, but I try to, you know, help the customer along and calm them down if they're nervous. And I'm there with them, too. So if they're totally nervous and they don't want to drive, I'll drive the coach and they can feel the coach.
Well, that's good. Are there such things as test drives for towables?
Not usually. We have a class where you can perform the classroom part. for a towable where they actually do little toy models and show you how to back up. But we don't do that strictly because it's a little more difficult to learn that. It's something that you really just need to kind of learn on your, not on your own, but you need to learn it just driving it. So it's not something that our dealerships offer. I don't know if another dealership does or not.
That's interesting. We have Julie just asked a really good question. What type of financing, if any, does Lazy Days have the resources for full-timers who are entrepreneurs that don't maybe have a steady income stream? Do you know of any type of financing that are offered for RVers like that, Lisa?
Right. There is a bank that will do full-timers. I believe it's Essex. They are still using a full-time status where you know, it's a little bit more difficult to get a full-timer finance, but with all the right credentials, they don't have a problem.
That was a great question. Mary Beth, do you have the second list of questions also?
I don't think I do.
So you have a second list of questions which came through on our Facebook group, Full-Time Families Facebook group, when we announced that Lisa was going to be on the air. So I want to go ahead and ask these questions on behalf of those Facebook users and get Lisa's responses. So Whitney Welch Farnsworth wants to know what's easier to drive and drive, I guess, in reverse. Is it a Class A with a tow car or a truck and fifth wheel?
I would probably say a Class A with a tow car.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you reverse that without taking off the tow car?
You can. Now, the biggest advantage to a motorized, like what you're talking about, is it has a backup camera. So you can actually watch your vehicle, you know, position. You can position it with your backup camera. On a fifth wheel or a travel trailer, you're solely using your side view mirrors.
But there are some fifth wheels coming out with backup cameras, right?
There are. There are. I mean, I haven't seen any yet, but I believe they are on the way.
Yeah, we actually had installed ours when we went full-time.
Oh, cool.
Installed our own camera system, which was super helpful. But recently in campgrounds, I've seen the backup cameras, and I'm really encouraged by that.
That's a great idea. I hope to see that.
Whitney Farnsworth also wants to know, is resale value better on a Class A or a fifth wheel?
I don't, you know, I can't really tell you one or the other any better. I think brand's important. You know, when you're talking resale, you need to, if you stay with the brands that have been around a long time, that are safe companies, your resale on any of the RVs will be good.
Hmm. Okay. Now, you mentioned brands, and a lot of people, the first question they ask when they decide they want to go full-time is, what is the best brand of RV on the market?
I knew you were going to do that. I would have to give some of the better brands. Are you talking Class A?
Well, give us Class A and give us fifth wheels because that's predominantly what our families are interested in.
Winnebago is probably the Cadillac of Class A gas motorhomes. They build a wonderful coach. They have a great warranty. It's a safe company. They've been around forever. So if you buy a Winnebago, you definitely know quality.
Okay.
We carry a brand called Redwood. They're very, very nice. Is that what you have?
No, I know that the friends of mine have that, Aveda and Terry Cooper. The RV professor, do you know them? They're Redwood representatives.
Wow. So they'll like to hear that, right?
Yes. Absolutely. So you mentioned Winnebago Class A gas. So what's Class A diesel?
Are you familiar with Tiffin?
Yes.
Tiffin, American Coach, which is Fleetwood.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good. That's good information for our listeners. Okay, Corey and Khan has a question.
how to buy new and incorporate, can you incorporate disability assets as accessible aspects to rigs, a motorhome, or towable? Are there any options out there?
Winnebago actually builds handicap accessible motorhomes. They will build one from the factory to spec for handicap. Other ones, you can modify them, like you can add it to the front door via like a 12-volt system. Well, you attach it to an electrical system is what you do. It lifts the chair and then goes into the door. So as long as the framing's there, you can add that to an entry door.
Actually, Newmar just came out with their Dutch Darm, and I believe the Ventanas also have this. The 2014 models have a disability floor plan that comes straight from the factory.
That's good to know, definitely.
Maribeth, do you have a question on the
Maribeth, do you have a question on the chat?
We do. I was waiting for a break. We have some, one of our road school moms says, is there a big advantage to buying new versus used?
Basically, if you're somebody that is okay with buying a pre-owned coach in good shape, there's nothing wrong with saving those kind of dollars. If you're somebody that only buys new and looking for a full warranty, then new might be the way to go. There are some great values out there on 13s and 14s that have already been traded in.
So, Lisa, do you feel like it comes down to warranty? Is that the big, you know, is that the big issue between new and used? Is there something else that maybe we might miss besides warranty between new and used, or is it basically that?
No, you know, and you can purchase extended warranties on these. When you buy it and go through the financing, you're able to actually purchase an extended warranty on a coach that's out of date. Meaning if it's a 13 and it's already, the warranty's already lapsed, you can purchase an extended.
Well, that's very good to know, too. I was not aware of that.
I have one last question from our Facebook group that says, disc or electric brakes on a towable, which is better?
Well, are you talking a fifth wheel or travel trailer?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Right. Well, that's going to vary. It's going to depend on the manufacturer. But I can tell you none of them are made unsafe to where they're not going to have stopping ability on the brakes.
Well, that's good to know.
Because we like to stop every once in a while.
Yes, we do.
Lisa, I know that this question, it's not actually on our chat tonight, but back to the Four Seasons related question. Is it a myth or is it true that there are warranties that are null or void if you use your RV as a full-time residence? Is that a myth or is there truth? Do you know if there's truth to that? Because I've never heard that.
There is truth to that. Yeah, there is some truth to that, but I think that's going away with the major manufacturers. A lot of them in the past didn't want to warranty full-timers, but a lot of that has gone away because there are a lot of people that are living in these coaches.
So that's something that you as a salesman could answer for your customers based on
right.
which manufacturers they were looking
exactly.
at.
Exactly.
Great.
Correct.
Well, this has been a lot of great information, Lisa, and I know that this is a podcast that we will be referring to over and over again as these questions come up, because they do come up over and over again. These are the cream of the crop of the questions we get from people looking to buy RVs, and I'm really excited to have this information in one spot for them to listen to and get information straight from the source, because there's a lot of misinformation out there as well.
Correct. And feel free to share my email, and I answer questions by email if anybody has a question that I can help with.
Go ahead and tell us your email so that it's in the podcast.
Okay, it's L, and then my last name, PADIN, @lazydays.com.
Okay, L Payden @lazydays.com. Perfect. Okay, we've got
correct.
That. So, go ahead, Maribeth.
I was going to say, we'll be posting that on our chat and our Road School Moms as well. And I just want to say thank you also for me, Lisa. You've done a great job. I know when somebody's shooting questions at you, it's kind of hard to
field all the answers. You've done a great job.
No worries. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, Lisa, as you know, we hosted our last Full-Time Families Winter Rally. Actually, Mary Beth ran it at the Lazy Days there in Sefner. And our next one coming up is also going to be at the Lazy Days in Sefner. So hopefully our families will come and see you while they're there from February 6th through the 9th, 2015.
Perfect.
Okay, well, thanks so much for being a part of the broadcast, and we look forward to seeing you in Sefner.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great night.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right, bye-bye.
That was a lot of good information.
That was really fun. We should do this more often.
We absolutely should. That was, I just know that how many times has this come up all over the internet? How do you tell if a coach is really fourth season? Oh, my gosh, that alone is worth listening to the whole hour for. What kind of gas mileage can you expect? Can you tow with a Class D? What car should I tow with? All this information is what everyone is constantly looking for, and I'm super excited that we were able to share it with the listeners tonight.
Yep, I totally agree. And the one thing about it is that I think we can all agree, just like she said with like the four-season warranty and all that, there's so many things that are evolving and that are changing within the manufacturers, you know, not even by the year but by the month, you know, that they, you know, things are being upgraded and changed and, you know, full-time in an RV is, you know, much more widespread now. So, therefore, they've had to kind of change the rules and regs of how things are. So, hard to keep up on, and great to have someone like Lazy Days lead us down the path of the right information.
Absolutely. And like we said, Lazy Days is, we're really excited that they're helping us sponsor the FTS Summer Scavenger Hunt. And if you want to be a part of that, you can look on our chat for the link to be a part of it. It's not too late to start. In fact, it's never too late. You can start on week four. You know, there'll be people with lots of points in front of you, but we suggest starting tomorrow. So.
Well, and talking about Lazy Days, something that some of our listeners may not know, Lazy Days is a great dealership. They have two locations located in Tucson and Tampa, and they're also there's campgrounds located at their locations. And while the one in Tucson is no longer the actual Lazy Days campground, it's a KOA, the campground is right there at Lazy Days, so it makes it super convenient to stop and, you know, if you're in your current RV and you want to look at something different or just want to see what else is out there. And like you said, Kimberly, the FTF rally we had last year was in Sefner, and that was such a great location. It's real easy right there off the interstate to get to, and that facility is they have the lunch and breakfast right there that's on site over at the sales dealership. It's just a great place to stay, and you don't have to be buying an RV to stop there and use their campground. It's a great facility.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad you mentioned the breakfast, because that was one of the things that we got to benefit from the last rally. And those breakfast and lunch, first of all, they were delicious, and second of all, they kept all of us from going to the grocery store during the entire rally because there was so much food. So,
you know, it was awesome, and I know that. Yes, and I know that, you know, we talked about that. It was part of our STF package last year when, you know, you paid for so many nights of the Lazy Days, and they gave us a great rate, and then they gave you so many tickets to use each day, and you could decide whether you wanted it for lunch or breakfast. And the food was great. And it was a great amenity for their campground.
Yeah, that was great. And also, they were highly accommodating.
They were. And if you want information about their campground in Sefner, I know you can go. If you just go to lazydays.com, and there's one of the choices are camping or campgrounds, one of the two, and you just click on that, and it gives you all the information. It's a great resource. And the classes, I meant to say something about that. That's one thing that we took advantage of, right, Kimberly, when we were there. They
right.
have so many classes, defensive driving, and there's one I went through one 2 years ago about how to use your convection microwave, just very useful classes that they offer for free. At their
right,
time.
Which you put on the schedule and made sure that people, rally attendees, had time to attend if they wanted to. So that was
really a great benefit to hosting it there. And I'm really excited to be hosting it there again, February 6th through the 9th, 2015. In fact, I think I can announce it. It's official. Jennifer Miles is going to be our wagon master for that event.
Oh, that'll be fun. Jennifer will make that a really great event. Can't wait. Definitely on my calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be fun. And for you West Coasters, I might as well mention that we have a West Coast rally also in the winter of 2015. It's in late March, and it's going to be in Las Vegas. It's a back-to-basics boondocking rally. Super excited about it, and trying to remember, Mike Kornacki is putting that one together for us. So I should mention that if you're interested in hosting your own FPF rally, we're interested in talking to you. If you have ideas, a location, you like to run events with lots of families, then definitely you want to email me, Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com. We're always looking for wagon masters. Oops, sorry. I was typing on our chat. So I missed it. So you're saying the West Coast rally is going to be late March. There's no date set for it, but late March 2015. Late right? March, back to basics boondocking rally. So.
Well, that'll be fun. So tell us, Kimberly, for some of the newer listeners that maybe don't understand, what is boondocking? What's that mean?
Boondocking is camping completely self, I want to say self-absorbed, but that's the wrong word. Not
self-contained.
Thank you, Mary Beth. I've been doing this too long. And what that means is you're going to need to bring your own water, and you're going to need to make sure your holding tank is nice and empty, and we're going to have to pack in and pack out our garbage, but fear not. We've got accommodations for that, too. And you'll probably need a generator for your highest amount of comfort. And that's it. We won't be plugged in, which will be really nice. It'll be completely a different kind of rally from anything we've had before. A lot of the rallies, we've hosted in campgrounds, which are lovely. But this will provide us a little more autonomy as a group. We'll be the only ones there. It'll be maybe 30 minutes from downtown Vegas out in a very rural area. I believe the location is right next to Lake Mead. Mike is coordinating it so that a National Park Ranger will come and do a presentation for us, and we'll have all sorts of other presentations about conservation and boondocking. If you've never boondocked already, ever before, don't worry. Come on. We'll help you out. We'll teach you how to do it. Don't be scared. It's not hard. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Lots of campfires, for sure.
Well, I can't wait. So it sounds like you're going to be participating in the Las Vegas rally. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I will be out here in the Vegas one, and you'll be representing, I hope, in the Sefner one. So maybe we should do the show on Sunday night from each rally location.
Well, that's a great idea. I'll put that in the book for 2015.
Yeah, that would be fun. Like we did the Road School Convention one. That'd be fun. So what's going on at Road Trip Teacher this week?
Well, I mentioned science. As you know, we do a lot of Road Trip Teacher does a lot of research and development with the Road School 101 crew. So since we're involved in science this week, we're going to explore a copy workbook this week at Road Trip Teacher. And I don't have all the details yet because it's evolving, just like everything else in our road school. But what we're going to do is we're going to document some of the things that we're doing, and we're going to share those with our Road Trip Teacher subscribers later on in the week with a copy work study guide that will be available to our subscribers for free for the first 3 days that we release it. So if you're not subscribed to Road Trip Teacher, you'll want to do that before Wednesday, and then you'll get all that juicy information about science in our road school from Road Trip Teacher.
Very cool. And to subscribe, to get on your mailing list, they just go to Road Trip Teacher, and then what do?
If you go to Road Trip Teacher, there's a box right there on the homepage that says subscribe to our newsletter, and you just put your email address in. And you have to make sure that you confirm it when you get the email back to confirm it, and that's all you have to do.
Very cool. This is good to know. Now, at Full Time Families this week, as you know, we have the Summer Scavenger Hunt. Super excited about that. We've got a couple new blog posts coming live for Tuesday's Steals and Deals newsletter. And you and I introduced a brand new series last week called Creating Your Location Independent Dream Job, and people who listened in got on a special mailing list and are getting exercises and motivational support to create their own dream job step by step. We're holding their hand. So there's a whole bunch of exercises. I made a new exercise this week. I'm going to, in the chat right now, post the link if you want to get on that list. If you're not listening live and you want to get on the list, you're going to want to go to fulltimefamilies.com and look up that dream job post. You can search in the box, or it'll probably be somewhere on the front page. And you can fill in the form information for that. And once you fill in the form, the exercises will automatically be delivered to you once every couple of days. And so you can be building your location-independent income source.
I love that series. It's so much fun getting it off the ground, and you're doing a great job of making these printables to share with our subscribers, and it's just a really fun series. I'm talking about subscribers. I know you do such a good job with your Dreams in Motion video series, and you document your epic adventure that your family takes. And so just a note to our listeners, if you haven't subscribed to Full-Time Families on YouTube and Road Trip Teacher on YouTube, then you're really missing it, because Kimberly does a great job of documenting their travels. I don't do as great a job as she does, but I do like to post my own videos. And I'll mention, Lisa mentioned that the Discovery, the Fleetwood Discovery, that's actually one of the videos available on Road Trip Teacher. We've done a full walkthrough tour of the Fleetwood Discovery 40G. So if you're interested in a bunkhouse model RV, we do a virtual tour that I actually done with the Road School 101 crew that's available through the YouTube gallery at roadtripteacher.com.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for those kind words. I really enjoy doing those videos. So, they just started out as something for our kids. So it's fun to share that with all our subscribers there. And we love your Road School 101 crew rig tours, so that's a lot of fun to look at, too. There's always interest in what the inside of these rigs look like. So
it is a lot.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, for us, you can look at pictures and floor plans with those brochures all day long, but walking through them or even, doing virtual walkthroughs definitely makes a difference.
I've been through so many now that Chris and I will walk through the campground usually nightly, and we'll point at each camper and say, okay, there's the kitchen on the slide, and there's the bathroom over there, there's the rear living room, just from the windows and the appliance outlets on the outside, we could pretty much figure out what the inside looks like. But that took a long time. I was going to RV shows for a long time, and each and every time I walked into an RV, I was like, ooh, is that what it looks like in here?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something else I was thinking about, and I meant to mention this when we were talking to Lisa. If you're looking for, if you don't really know much about the brands and you're just starting on your, research, doing your own research, one of the great things you can do, and I know Connie Perry just posted a little bit about this on the Unpredictable Perry's, her blog site, about they did a Newmar tour. And there's so many manufacturers that offer free tours, and it's really interesting to see, no matter, what manufacturer you may be thinking about, check out their where they're manufactured at. Many of them are here in Indiana. There's also, I think Tiffin is in Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember, but I know it's down south. But definitely go online and find out where those factories are, because factory tours are so informative, and they don't cost anything.
I've been remiss. We have not gotten up there yet, but I'm looking forward to getting up there next summer when you and I may or may not be running a completely new idea, which we'll hold the wraps on right now. But I'm really looking forward to touring those companies. It's top of my list for us, myself and Chris and the kids, to see how these RVs are made.
Well, it's really informative, and it really, for our kids, it was part of our road school there for a couple of weeks. And you have to call ahead, be sure to call ahead, because some of the tours you can take kids on, and some of them, they're limited spaces they can, and a lot of them have rules like closed-toed shoes and this and that, so you definitely have to do your research. And maybe that's something you and I, Kimberly, can put together on a post for road school moms here in the near future information on factory tours, because it is a worthwhile effort, especially if you're looking for a new route.
Absolutely. And, you know, you brought up a good thing, factory tours. So we're talking specifically RV dealership, RV makers, factory tours, RV manufacturers. But factory tours in general are a lot of free fun on the road. And we've done our fair share. We know how potato chips are made and money is made and Harley-Davidsons are made. And a million years ago, we formed a partnership with a website called FactoryToursUSA.com. And we highlighted in each issue of Full Time Families magazine a particular factory tour. And so if you want, you can go through the old issues, or you could just go to FactoryToursUSA.com, and you can click on any state you're in and find the factory tour. So that's always a lot of fun for road schoolers.
I love that information.
Have you been to that site?
I haven't. I'm Googling it right now, but because I haven't been there.
I just put it on the chat, and we use the heck out of this. In fact, we should have a show about free things to do on the road from anywhere, because we have that report on full-time families, 10 free things you can do from anywhere, because there's, you know, when you're a full-time traveler, you don't necessarily have a lot of income to do all the, touristy things in your area, but you're looking for something to do and some reason to get out of the house, and we have a list of the 10 free things, so we should talk about that on one of the upcoming shows.
That's a great idea. We should definitely schedule that. I know that another thing that we're going to be looking at, most of us out here are road schooling, and so we're going to be talking about some of our curriculums that we're looking at and that are road school mom approved. We're going to be covering that in the next couple of weeks, or several weeks, actually. As Kimberly mentioned, our independent location dream job series is going to continue. And what other things do we have coming up, Kimberly?
Next week we have, are you planning to take a year off? If so, we have the Road Scholars, a mom and kid combo team that did just that, took a year off, and then wrote a book about how to do that, how to extract yourself from your responsibilities and societies for 1 year and go on a giant adventure. After that, it's just you and I on the 31st, and we're going to be talking about safety on the road, which I'm really excited about. I've been as I was sewing, I was going through in my head the notes for that show that I wanted to write down, and I'm really excited about sharing safety tips for online safety and real-time safety in campgrounds, not to scare anybody, but just to keep people aware of what the dangers are.
Yep, and it's a very real issue, and again, like you said, it's not to really scare anybody or make anyone crazy, but it's just some things that you may not have thought of that, the both of us have ran across over the last few years, and things that some of our listeners has brought to our attention. So we just want to share that information with everyone.
That's right. That's right. So looking forward to that. That's going to be a very valuable show. I'm trying to think. Again, if you want to be a part of the scavenger hunt, all you have to do is go to the Facebook group, Full-Time Families Summer Scavenger Hunt. It's at facebook.com/groups/, all one word now, Full-Time Families Scavenger Hunt. And then you can be a part of it. I see Julie Muller just requested to be a part of it. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And even if you don't want to be a part of it, you just want to see the silly pictures that people are posting, that's great too. You're more than welcome to come to the group page. Anything else from you?
Nope, nothing from me. Just we'll be looking forward to our Road School Moms radio show next Sunday, same time, same place.
That's right. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone that tuned in. We had a very busy broadcast tonight. We had tons of people on the webcast. We had tons of people on the phone and a good portion of people on the chat. So thanks for joining us. Have a good night.
Safe travels.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work,
and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.